Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Here at the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. What if I told you that there is a company out there that's going to create jobs, is going to train you? Well, they have a nonprofit arm, Nonprofit Tech Training Institute, a 501c3, and their goal is to lower the cost to access world-class training opportunities and job placement services. Well, you know who can explain it better? The CEO, the founder, the amazing Mr. DeAndre Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am so good. We were teasing before the show, and I had technical difficulties with a tech guru. So you're always accustomed to solving problems, whereas we're just like, why did this computer do this?
Yeah.
So what got you into this business? What sparked a plug with you?
It's a pretty interesting story. I actually started out when I always wanted to be in medicine. I knew that was the right path to go for quite some time. I was at Duke undergrad, and I finished the chemistry. I'd gone through the pre-med track, and I was in my junior year, and something just hit me in the head and said, stop doing this and look at other things. So I spent a little bit of time looking at other things, and I quickly came to the conclusion that I need to make a move into technology. So I dropped all the pre-med stuff. And the rest is history. Jumped into comp sci, got a lot of internship work at IBM, out Research Triangle Park. And then since then, it's just been an awesome journey into technology learning, the application of what I've learned in the IT space, and then ultimately taking what I've learned and using that to create these really dynamic programs to help people succeed the same way.
And artificial intelligence is just taking over. It's already taken over. Would you say that, DeAndre?
It is taking over. It's been there for quite some time. And it's a moving target. So it's one of those things where you're never going to get complete intelligence, but you can always improve what's there. So, yeah, AI is becoming the way of the world now. And there's a lot of opportunities in that space as well.
And this tech world that you're in, you have the smarts to do it, but then you had the foresight to actually say, you know what, let's train over 200,000 in the area. And what are you going to train them to do? Tell us.
We are going to train them to develop software the way companies need software developed. So here's the issue. In our training, we say the first thing that we tell people is that every company out there is a software company. Every single company nowadays is a software company. Some are just really bad at it. Some don't realize that they are bad at it. Some don't even realize that they are technology companies. But nowadays, if you do not have a strong technology solution for whatever it is that you sell as your business, you're going to struggle. And even the things that have happened recently with COVID, they have amplified those weaknesses across the board. Those that have a strong IT technology and delivery solution have a chance to thrive. And those that do not really tend to get swept away as technology starts to take over even more as part of a core mechanism for delivering products and services across the world. So given that every company is a technology company, every company is a software company in some way, shape, or form, therefore, the primary resource that all of these companies need is software engineers.
COVID-19 showed us every weakness and hole and crack that we had across the board.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we've been preaching this whole notion of every single company being a software company for quite some time. The rate at which the number of technology jobs is expanding is astronomical. For the past 8-9 years, there have not been enough resources out there to fulfill the demand. Even individuals coming out of Comp Sci have trouble, or Comp Sci programs have trouble getting some of these jobs. And that's what spurred the creation of the Training Institute, to try to bridge that gap between the opportunity, which is all these awesome high-paying jobs that don't require a college degree. People can be, you know, they can get six-figure jobs if they know the right stuff. And our goal has been to bridge that gap and provide people a clear path into the opportunity. They just have to do the work. You know, we're not going to do the work for them.
Okay, right. Right. You're actually leading people to this wealth, literally. You're leading people to wealth. You know that, right?
Yes. We think technology is technology right now. And it's been this for quite some time, is the number one factor in producing positive economic mobility globally. So the demand for IT and tech engineers is so strong, particularly in the area of software development, that it doesn't matter what your color is, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you can prove that you can get the work done, you can get hired into a six-figure job, and you don't need a college education to get there. So that's where things are, and it's only going to accelerate. Let more pandemic come. The demand for software engineers is just going to continue to go through the roof. The demand has outpaced the supply completely. We know that many people are struggling and trying to figure out a way to get to some of these opportunities, and they can't. Because if you're not there, you have no idea really how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, college and some of these other traditional mechanisms of training are behind. They're behind the curve. They don't even see the opportunity. So we are kind of on the bleeding edge. We're dealing with these customers on a regular basis, and we see the volume and the content of these job requirements. We create programs, training programs, dynamic programs that connect directly into what these companies want. Once that connection is made, the ladder is there. The student must climb the ladder, do what we say, and the opportunities open up.
So this is going to be dynamic, scalable, 16-week program. 16-week. Is that a lofty goal, or is that a realistic goal?
It depends on the individual. So the core program is 16 weeks, but we do not dare to take the student longer. The program is designed in a way that the individual can move at their own pace. So some people finish it in 3 months. Some people finish it in 12 weeks. Others take 20. It doesn't matter. As soon as you complete the material, you're ready to go, right? And our programs don't penalize individuals for not completing on time. Every person has their own learning curve and their own learning cycle. So our most important requirement is that they actually just get the material in their mind and they understand it. You don't care how long it takes them to finish.
This sounds so exciting. So how old do you have to be? You know, we all got laid off and furloughed. So can you help us, the ones that are trying to figure out, oh God, I thought I had a career. I thought I liked doing what I did and I'm not really needed anymore. Can I join the team? And do you go through the nonprofit side? Do you go through the front door, the back door? Tell us more.
So we say 1 year of high school math is all you need. 1 year of high school math is all you need to get through the program. So that being said, age really doesn't matter. You don't need any technical background, prior technical background. You don't need a comp sci major. You don't need any of those things. You just need a desire to get to the opportunity. Now, program provides a set of core survival skills for this new economy. 20 million plus people have recently applied for unemployment. Mm-hmm. Companies are laying these folks off, but guess what they're also doing? They're laying off the customer-facing, you know, lower-tier jobs, and they're just turning around and hiring technical people for six figures. That's what's happening. So if you're not there and you're not prepared to handle and adjust and adapt to the shift, you're going to get left behind, and that's what's scary. The scary part of this is, We have a widening gap between those that have and those that do not have, and technical experience and knowledge and training is the neutralizing factor there. It is the spark that ignites someone's career into new opportunities. Problem is that, again, our traditional mechanisms of training in school are so far behind that they can't even prepare folks for these pivots. So that's what's scary, and that's why we created the nonprofit. So in terms of the way people get in, really, they just sign up. And obviously, in light of some of the other things that have happened in the United States regarding this race relations and the escalations that have happened, we have created specific programs dedicated to helping African Americans get into these types of jobs as well, specifically for them. And then we have other programs as well. So we're going to come in through the nonprofit side. It's all performance-based. If we see that you have grit, if you complete the program, and if you remain hungry, then the opportunities are there. We're going to provide you the set of resources you need to effectively fish for yourself. And it won't be long before you are working somewhere, making a great salary.
Can you start to negotiate your own salary at some point?
It's about what you know. You can definitely make six figures.
Okay.
You can definitely make at least $100,000. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 17. It doesn't matter. People will hire over the phone.
Wow.
After a 30-minute call, because the demand is so high, you have to prove, walk the talk. They'll give you a chance to walk the walk. And sometimes they will give you coding evaluations and things of that nature, which we do help prepare you for. At the end of the day, we're going to give you all the tools you need to get in the door. Are you going to use those tools the way we ask you to? We don't know. And if you do extremely well in the program, we might offer you a job directly. And we've done it.
I know everybody's got their mouth open right now. Nobody talks like this during, everybody's furloughed, laid off, unemployment, food stamps. I'm glad you're helping.
The jobs are there.
The jobs are there. So there's a mask. There's secrets. So to us, if this is a secret to us.
You know, we believe every single person in this country and on the planet needs to have some type of technical skill. Doesn't matter what your passion is. You take your passion. You add on some technical skill, whether it's, you know, maybe being able to build a website in React, JS, or JavaScript, or having a little bit of mobile experience, having a little bit of, you know, social media savvy. You need to complement and augment your existing technology base, because that makes you significantly more bankable and attractive to these companies, because they're all moving in that direction. Even a little mom and pop store selling donuts. They're all moving in the direction of getting their technology stack right. If they don't, some other disruptive event will happen, and they're no longer able to connect with their customers. That's where we are. Events like what have happened recently just underscore the importance. I mean, the demand was there before COVID, before all these other things. Everyone that did not have a good technology solution is waking up and saying, hold on. Why doesn't our website process orders like this? Like it's supposed to. Why don't we have a mobile app so people can just connect with us and we still get things done and we're still able to stay open? So wake up call.
Apps. It's almost the main front door you come in now.
Becoming the only one. But large companies are getting that rude awakening as well. You know, these are ripples that have been attacking our economy, exposing weaknesses at every point in all companies, large and small. So where is money being invested right now? Hundreds of billions of dollars is being invested in getting the technical side of these companies right, whether it's small business or a Fortune 500 business. Every company has raised that to the top of the priority list. Because if those things don't happen, look at the companies that already had those things in place. They benefit from these types of events because it's already there. But in order for them to get there, they need smart resources that are willing to work and know how to deliver these solutions. And that's what the training program focuses on.
Okay, we used to put all our eggs in one basket. Remember how mom used to say that? And we put all our eggs in the marketing and advertising basket, right? If we market it right, we're going to make all this money and we're going to make our projections and we're going to hit our goal. Everybody took their money out of the advertising budget that they had when COVID hit. But they still needed to do business. So
we always say you don't necessarily have to put eggs in another basket. You have to kind of change those eggs. So, yes, marketing, if that's your passion and that's what you want to do, great. But you do need to consider some type of technology-based lean into marketing as a requirement, right? A required skill set. There are technologies connected directly to marketing solutions, popular marketing-based solutions, that technology solutions that the companies do use. You need to identify those things, and you need to get your skill up. Maybe you want to actually do software engineering and software development. The reason why our classes focus primarily on software engineering is because it's the ultimate pivot point It doesn't even matter if you are not a pro at it. If you have another skill set that you are a pro at and you actually have some software engineering experience, you're going to blow out all the other candidates that are looking for those types of jobs, and you're going to get it. Because again, the fabric of many of these companies is changing, and it's leaning more towards a technology-centric model. So they want people that have some tech experience, even if it's just a little bit. All right, so you augment whatever it is you're currently good at with some type of technology skill set.
Mom always said, bring home a doctor, bring home a lawyer. Well, guess what, Mom? We need to bring home a techie.
You need to bring home a techie. Techies are at home right now making doctors and lawyers' salaries, and they're working in their underwear, and they're making six figures, and they call the shots, and they're pushing code, and they don't see anybody except on Zoom. And many doctors now are like, why did I go?
I know Skype is kicking themselves in the butt because Zoom just went Zoom, Zoom. Did they not?
Hey, technology, again, they happen to be positioned and ready and scalable. And now that they are, the world is there. The world is their oyster. I mean, they can get everything. Everyone in the world is using Zoom. Everyone. Everyone in the world is using Amazon. Amazon, all these companies that invested heavily into their IT and tech infrastructure are skyrocketing now. The ones that did not are close to the grave.
Oh, before you leave, you got to give us, one or two examples of get on the board, get on the wagon, get on this techie wagon. Restaurants, of course, they had to close, but then what could they have done better to promote themselves? So they took all their money out of radio and TV advertising, and they're like, oh, we're going to hold on to our money because we don't know what tomorrow will be. But what could the restaurant industry do better? What could they have done better?
Well, the restaurant industry needs to understand their customer, and they need to understand how to completely engage with their customer. And the most intimate way to engage with your customer is typically through a mobile app, right? Some type of customer loyalty type offering that allows people to consistently engage with their brand. So even if you're a small mom and pop shop, right, the investment should be in improving your web and also delivering some type of, even if it's a vanity mobile app, so that people can interact and engage with you. When bad things happen, and of course when they can, one that they can use to order your product or service, once they have a relationship with you, they're going to continue to engage if they can. But if you don't have a mechanism to intimately engage with your customer in the way that they're used to engaging with brands now, your restaurant's going to lose. So where do they need to be investing? They do need to be investing in their tech infrastructure. They should be trying to get, they should have already had a web or a mobile-based delivery offering on the table. And they should, of course, be investing. They should continue to invest in marketing through radio and social media. I mean, those things should not stop. When times are bad like this, this is not the time to stop marketing. This is time actually to, it's very easy to pull away from your marketing budget. That should be the last thing that should be pulled, actually. It should be one of the last things to be pulled, marketing and your tech investment budget.
Every company is a tech company, right?
Every single one of them, including BBGI, every single company is a tech technology company. They just don't realize how dependent they are on technology until they either A, get smoked by their competition, or B, some type of cataclysmic event happens, i.e. COVID, exposes their lack of. Gone are the days now where everything's face-to-face. That's gone. And it's coming back, but it hasn't come back the same. So how do you continue to disrupt and evolve, change, and deliver your product consistently in the midst of all these economic fluctuations? You have to have a stable technology solution. And the companies that invest in the right people, process, and technology are going to be the ones that survive. The ones that don't are going to die. Look at what Amazon has done to every retailer, major big box retailer in the world.
Oh.
They're closing left and right.
Brought them their lunch and said, stay home.
Literally. You know, look at companies like Google, who Facebook, they can expand into every single market they want. Facebook can have a bank right now if they want. That's where things are going. And if you're not able to compete, it's going to be trouble for small business, particularly. And the large business that is not and the large businesses that are reluctant to change. All of these things create opportunity, though, and the opportunity spike. That thing that is consistent is the growth of the tech job now, and the opportunity is that you don't necessarily have to go to college. You don't have to go get hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans to get there. You have to engage in a program that shows you the way. We know that our program is innovative and it shows them the way. It changes all the time, and it's directly connected into the pulse of the tech economy, what's in demand, and as long as the student is willing to do the work, they can get the job. But if you don't do the work, don't come to us asking why you didn't get a job. Simple as that.
You know, we're learning these days that companies have to have a personality.
It's a passion. And I think that, you know, even coming out of a structured program like Duke, I think Duke impressed me in many ways in terms of problem solving. But even those types of programs, they're not fast enough. They're not agile enough. If the company themselves is not teaching what they want, then there's going to be a gap. Mm-hmm. And it's our job as the service providers and the technology integrators to take what we've become really good at and effectively give it away. I think that's part of our social responsibility now. We need to give that away because that's the only way people are really going to be able to stay up to speed and take advantage of all these opportunities.
Right. And stay out of the poorhouse because a lot of these colleges, Ivy League colleges in general, they're like, we're not giving a refund. Well, that was a rude awakening.
See there?
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah. So what matters? What matters? It's the dollar. It's the curriculum, not necessarily the outcome of the curriculum. It's the employment opportunities. That those things don't really matter. That's just the world we're in. The reason why the gap is widening is because technology is taking over and it changes quite rapidly. It is our job to be like doctors in our current age and innovate and stay on top of those technology trends. We have to consistently train ourselves to stay on top of those things. And that if we do, like doctors are supposed to stay on top of their field, we can make the same amount or more than they are, but doing technology, and we don't need any degree. The jobs are there. So that's what we're passionate about, is and our goal is to scale this. I think we can get to 200,000. We've already trained probably 15,000 total people. But we can get to 200,000, we can get to 400,000, we can get to 1,000,000, we can get this thing to be as big, if not bigger than the YMCA. But we just need to see people get engaged. We're all actively seeking partnerships in the public and private sector to open up jobs, to guarantee a pipeline directly into these jobs. Students don't even have to search anymore. They meet a certain set of requirements and they get a job. And then we're also looking at, you know, of course, we're 501c3, so we always want donations and things of that nature. It's been self-funded to this point. You know, the company has largely funded it as far as scale. Any resources that we can get access to, monetarily, personnel, human resources, to help further the cause, we're all open for it. We have something here that's very scalable, and we can train millions of people through this program.
Got it.
And we can impact these numbers across the board for those that have disadvantaged, folks that don't have the means to even get to school, they can zoom in. They can log into our go-to webinar. They can do this from their home. But some people actually need computers. So this is where donations and things of that nature come into play. Oh. You do need a resource. You do need some type of computer to complete this. So we do our best to help students out with those things, but we don't have unlimited resources.
Not only is this awesome nonprofit and company doing software development, teaching that, they're doing mobile application. And where do we sign up, and when is the next class?
So it's IBGinstitute.com. IBGinstitute.com. All the information is there regarding our training program. And the training is dynamic, as I said before. It rolls. So we have a rolling class that starts every month.
Oh.
Every single month, we have a rolling class. So people can jump in the middle of the month. They will be coming in at the middle set of lectures for that month. But those lectures roll over every single month. And then in addition to attending the lectures, they will get a self-paced set of assignments, roughly 90 assignments that they need to execute through. Right? Okay. These things will walk you through step by step. Every single piece. Some of them are YouTube videos. Some of them are articles that we put together online. We've effectively taken a blueprint and just filled it in with the resources that are needed. You can learn all of these things right now off of YouTube alone. But there's 7 billion videos on YouTube. Which ones do you need to watch and in which order? That's our job.
Yes.
Right? So that's the age that we're in right now. You can get to fit your job off of YouTube, but it's just a matter of compiling the information in a logical flow so that if someone with no prior experience can actually progress and learn. We do not know the rate at which you learn and can get through this. So we cannot guarantee that you will finish in 16 weeks. It's okay.
Okay.
Some people don't finish college in 6 years. Okay. Keep pushing. You're going to get through it. And when you get through it, you're going to have a very valuable skill set. It's going to help you earn money for your family. And the final piece is, we don't care if you like the process or not. We don't care if you feel like the process is not for you. These are survival skills that you can use to advance yourself into any lifestyle or any opportunity that you want. Get your survival skills first. Even if you hate every single line of code that we have you, doesn't matter. We don't care. Here's the blueprint. Get your paycheck, get your benefits, get your great job, and then diversify into anything that you want to do. But now, more than ever, survival, paying the rent, paying the mortgage, paying the car note. They don't care whether or not you like your work. Are you making enough to support your lifestyle?
And affordable housing, you know the issue here in Charlotte, North Carolina, because you're reaching out.
The problem with affordable housing is, what is affordable? If you have the skill set that is in demand, you can afford any house. You can afford many houses. I think affordable housing is a good thing. But there's a problem. A lot of people can't even afford the affordable housing.
Right. Or there's hoops if you get into certain programs. We'll give you down payment assistance, but you must hop on one leg for 3 days. Yeah. Let's go make this money. Let's do this. And, you know, going to the grocery store, buying what you want when you want, that feels so good, right?
Yeah, so, or going to the mall, or walking up to the car dealer, or saying, "Hey, you know, this is what I want." I mean, look, that's long gone are the days where having a college degree could kind of give you a certain level of confidence that you're going to be able to do these things for your family and for yourself. They're gone. You've got guys that, you know, got comp sci degrees and PhDs that are working at Walmart. Meanwhile, Walmart, tech and ops organization, is investing tens of billions of dollars into beefing up its technology staff, junior and senior engineers, to compete with Amazon. Happening across the world. Every single company is doing this. So you're either going to be there on the curve, you're going to be there on the edge and be able to adapt to what this economy is telling us. Be able to take care of yourself and your family, or you're not.
Yeah, the premise to this show, it's a wake-up call.
You look at the economic mobility issue in Charlotte, and I've been on a number of panels talking about that as well. We can't really expect companies that are here to invest. We can't. You have to invest in yourself, invest in your own mind, find the way, and jump into some of these opportunities.
Got it. So IBGinstitute.com is where we need to go. You have been a delight. You'll have to come back and keep us updated on that 200,000, training over 200,000 in the area, 200,000 folks. Okay?
I will. That is the goal. We're going to do anything we possibly can to get there. And, you know, we are actively, you know, play this thing a million times. We want sponsorship. We want companies. We don't even need you really to donate money. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to allocate 5 tech jobs that we know that we need filled to be your type of student. Here are the things that we need. Here are the job requirements that we have. Here are the skill sets that we think are important. Can you help produce students out of your program that meet this requirement? Absolutely. Right? So we know the jobs are there. It's a matter of into the job, giving them a pathway to get there, and then letting things happen naturally.
You're going to be on our speed dial. Mr. Lewis, with over 15 years of enterprise and commercial software development experience, holds a bachelor's in computer science from Duke University. DeAndre currently has 13 software development certifications and has provided consulting services for over 100 startups to Fortune 10 companies. We are so proud of you. Thank you.
thank you so much for the opportunity to talk. And it's been a great journey so far, and I appreciate your contribution to that.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.